The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. It's Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down with Ian Cameron. Bob Bano talking Final Four right now. So the Baylor Bears and the Houston Cougars. This is only the fifth time, guys, in NCAA tournament history that teams from the same state are playing against each other. And, you know, it's a very refreshing Final Four in a sense, Bob Bano. And you know what? You wanted this, buddy. You wanted this. You didn't want Michigan State. You didn't want Duke. You didn't want North Carolina. You're an anti-blue blooder. But ultimately, the blue bloods aren't there, but the top seeds still get here, as you see. Well, at least with Baylor and Gonzaga, and I think that's what will end up happening. But Babana, with the exception of UCLA, neither program's ever won before. It's pretty crazy. Like, you look at the Houston Cougars success guys, Phi Slamma Jamma, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Clyde Drexler. Imagine that. Right, you know, on the same college team, they lost. You know, they went to the Final Fours, they went to the title, sort of like the Fab Five. They kept losing in the big game, but they, you know, so they never won. The Houston Cougars have never won a national championship. The Baylor Bears have never won a national championship. Gonzaga has never won a national championship. The only team that's won, Babano, is UCLA. A lot, all right? They've won 11 times, but... And they haven't won a long time. They would be an upstart team with the first four. So, and I don't think UCLA is winning, Babano. So, in other words, we're going to have a first-time winner, you know, for the most part, with the exception of UCLA, who are 27-1 right now to win it all, which is pretty cool. You don't get that a lot in sports, Babano, today, especially in college. You don't get a lot of first-time school winners, Babano.
Yeah, and it's funny that UCLA is the only team in the Final Four that's won a championship before, yet, when you look at the season on paper, this season, just 2021, they look like the team that doesn't belong in the Final Four. Like, we expected Baylor could get here. We knew Gonzaga would get here. We were pretty sure Houston was good enough to get to the Final Four. Nobody thought UCLA was going to be here, so they actually look like the anomaly. Yeah, they've won. They're the only team with the title and the banner, you know, hanging in the rafters for a national championship victory. But they look like the team that's a little the oddball, I guess you could say, in this Final Four. But they deserve the credit. Like I say, this is a team that was lost Jalen Hill and Chris Smith early in the season. They've been banged up. They've had guys missing all year, and all of a sudden they're getting Jaime Jaquez and Johnny Juzang and all these guys stepping up.
Remember to crank that music, Matias, when the battle's on. Silence on the set. Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
Come on.
Admit it.
You do your own play-by-play in your head when you play horse.
Don't you? You do you, bro.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
And entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends. You're listening to The Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree. I disagree.
What the hell's going on with this Tiger Woods stuff anyways? Detectives find cause of Tiger Woods' crash but won't reveal it, citing privacy concerns. What about the privacy of the people who nearly ran over? this is so shady, this whole thing. You know, like they never tested anything, they never did anything. And we talked about it at the time, guys. There was no brake marks. I'm pulling a Columbo here. Just one more thing, Tiger. Why was it you never hit the brakes or skidded? Like, what was he doing? That's the whole question. they're covering it up, whatever it is. I don't know. Investigators did not seek a search warrant for Woods' blood sample, which could have been screened for drugs and alcohol. You know, like I said, I'm not calling him out, but of course, this guy did crash a car into a tree once before while he was wasted, right? Like, if you see the video, if you see, like, where he started and where he ended up, the whole thing about, oh, it's a tricky road is a pile of crap, all right? You don't end up like I said, he ended up like he was on, like, imagine, like, he's on the right side and the hill is, like, off to the left of him and, like, the cliff type thing. He's lucky it wasn't bigger. But there was, like, a lane on the other side. So he went from his lane through, like, a grass type of, like, medium through the other lane into the ditch without hitting the brakes once. He clearly fell asleep at the wheel. Well, let's bring Babano back right now. Babano's our forensic expert. Nah, I'm kidding, you're not. It's all good. Personally, I don't really care what Tiger does, but I'm just stating, this is some shady-ass stuff from the LAPD.
Yeah, if I was the forensic expert of Tiger Woods' case, I'd decline it, too. I couldn't give a crap about it, but nevertheless.
You know, it's just weird, like, how they handle it from the first step. When they did it, they said, oh, he seemed okay at the time. But like I said, you don't have to be Matlock to say, well, how come he never hit the brakes? How come, like, he never skidded? Like, he basically drove from one side into a cliff, like, off a, you know what I mean? Clearly something's up here, but I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is. But I just find
fishy.
It weird.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Now they just make it worse by refusing to reveal. I like how they said, oh, privacy concerns. You guys are the same son of a bitches that took pictures of Kobe Bryant's dead body, all right? Don't tell me about privacy concerns. You guys have more leaks than the Titanic. If it wasn't for the LAPD, TMZ wouldn't exist. You know, come on. But anyways, all right, Pepino, back speaking of L.A., back to UCLA. UCLA. These kids are still burning couches and smoking weed, I think. God bless those kids. All right. But now you get Gonzaga. As you mentioned, listen, Babano, it's the one smart thing I've been doing. I've been riding Gonzaga in every game. The only game I didn't play Gonzaga in this tournament was the first game. I didn't play them in the first game against Norfolk. It was 33.5. I didn't know how they were going to respond and stuff. But they came out a little slow, but they were up by they covered the first half barely. And then they ended up covering the number barely as well. But then when it got real, I said, yeah, I'm just jumping in all the way through here. First half inside. I've gotten burnt with the totals because they do take the pedal off the metal, Babano. You'll see they commonly will put up 45 in the first half, 49 in the first half, and they did this in the regular season, and then they only get to 78. They really do slow down in the second half, Babano, and that could happen again against UCLA, bro, on Saturday because they'll know, all right, we're up by 17, there's 6 minutes left, it's done, or 8-10 minutes left, they slow it down, it's done, and we got one more game, we don't want to get anyone hurt, we're going to slow it down and not do anything crazy. So you got to be careful with the totals, but I think they roll. I think they'll beat them in the first half and in the game, Babano.
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely like the first half more than the full game because it's, to me, I would prefer first half Gonzaga. The first half team totals for Gonzaga have been cashing as well, but I prefer the spread here because, you know, UCLA is going to try to limit possessions. They have to. It's what they've done. It's what they did against Michigan. It's what they did before that. They have to play that way. They've got to make this a snail-paced game. That's the only way they're going to give themselves a chance here in this game. But Gonzaga, I think, is still going to be just a completely different beast offensively compared to, unfortunately, Michigan had one of their worst offensive games of this entire season and certainly their worst offensive game of the tournament against UCLA. And these were shots that, you know, just weren't falling for them. I thought Chandre Brown should have shot a lot more and been involved in the offense down the stretch because he was making some big threes for Michigan in that game, and I thought he could have been a bigger factor. But Michigan didn't have a good game from most of their key guys. UCLA played great defensively. They're going to be in trouble to do that against Gonzaga. And can we stop talking about Gonzaga's struggles or concerns defensively? I think Mark Few's team has put that to bed the last two games, the way they played against USC and Creighton. I mean, their defense has been great. So all this talk that Gonzaga maybe was a little bit vulnerable defensively, they're certainly shutting up those people with the way they've been playing at that end of the floor the last couple games. I think it's going to be difficult, look, for UCLA to score. I mean, even though they beat Michigan, that was not a fluid UCLA offense. And if not for Johnny Juzang going off, nobody else did anything, you know, for the majority of that game against Michigan. So I think Mark Few is a smart enough guy to say, you know what? We'll take Juzang away. Will there some other of these Bruins of starting five to beat us? And I'm not sure any of them can.
I see here that it's the first time ever in the Final Four that all four teams are from west of the Mississippi River. All four teams are from west of the Mississippi River. It is a, well, whatever, dude. It's a West Coast-Texas matchup here. It's only the fifth time you got two teams from the same state playing in the Final Four. You got Gonzaga from Spokane and UCLA. And it's pretty big, actually, for the West Coast. West Coast basketball has underachieved. And listen, so is the Big Ten. I mean, but you look, man, the Pac-12 hasn't won since, like, 1997, I think it is. And Gonzaga's never won before. But you look at the run the Pac-12 went on in this tournament. You look at the fact that Pepperdine wins the CBI tournament and Gonzaga is going to win the NCAA tournament. The West Coast was the story of this tournament, right? The Pac-12. And we'll break this down with Mike Blewett, but you're going to see it's going to be a big shot in the arm for the Pac-12 right now because they made a lot of money from this. Every time you advance in the NCAA tournament, your conference gets money. And they had a hell of a lot of teams doing a hell of a lot of advancing. So, like they've actually played, I think off the top of my head, they played 16 games. And they freaking won 14 of them. I think they're 14-2 against the spread now, Babano, the Pac-12. You believe that? 14-2 against the spread. Because they're underdogs in every game. You don't even have to look up the, you know, whatever. Like, you know, like Oregon State lost, but they covered on the way out.
That's so, right. I'll tell you what the two spread losses were. Colorado to Florida State was one. And, of course, USC to Gonzaga the other night was the other.
And it's three. Yep. It's three. Because you know why? Because USC beat the Ducks. So it's 13-3
right,
against the
Ducks. Yeah, and
that was Pac-12 versus Pac-12, exactly. But still, the battle, 13-3 ATS this conference. Now they're getting 14, but I don't care. I'll lay the 8.5 in the first half. But listen, guys, Gonzaga have won 27 consecutive games by double digits. Right? So, like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, all right, you're getting 14. Well, you can just guarantee they're going to win by 10. And then what? And then how many? Like you said, UCLA don't have the offense to keep up for 40 minutes, Babano. Juzang ain't scoring 28 again. He had the night of his life. It is what it is. Go to the NBA, kid. Cash your check. We'll break it down on the other side more with Babano. We'll get into some NHL hockey as well.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Anger Management Class, SiriusXM Channel 204. This is Sports Rage.
To be honest,
we should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Radio, the internet, TV, satellite, and our mobile app. We make it easy. Like,
real easy.
In fact, if you're not listening,
it's you.
It's always you.
Slacker.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MBA versus
Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Nat.
Cincinnati.
Come on.
Don't you realize this is costing me money?
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Branson. We're kicking it SiriusXM Channel 204. This is something's interesting. We always try to teach you something here with all the stupidity. We fill your head with stupid things, but we try to give you something you can chew on. Yet, how about this, Babano? I'll throw this at you. The phrase March Madness. Who invented it? Where did it come from?
March Madness. You have to fill me in on that one.
I did not know this. And you know what? He's getting screwed over. He's getting screwed over for this because he doesn't own the copyright, I see. Brett Musburger. Brett Musburger came up with this. The phrase March Madness was first coined in connection with the NCAA tournament in 1982 when sportscaster Brett Musburger uttered it during the tournament coverage. Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It was just during a random tournament broadcast 38 years ago, and it's basically been synonymous with the tournament ever since.
Yeah, and he does not own the copyright for it. The NCAA does. That's insane. I wouldn't be too happy about that.
And DraftKings bought them, so it's good things happening for him somewhere else.
Yeah, still, it's like you know, inventing March Madness is like being it's like the voice of Siri. I don't know if you guys know the voice of Siri, the woman, and she's very annoying. No one likes Siri. All right, I get it. She got an earring.
Yes, she is. But, I've heard her before. I know. It's like
But the poor woman, she is the most famous and recognizable voice in the world, essentially. Like, she, no one, like, whatever. Like, she's everywhere. She's, and I don't know if they still use her now. I think they still do. But she did not know. Like, she wasn't told, oh, yeah, by the way, you know what I mean? You're going to be in, like, every phone and every Apple, every everything for the rest of time, basically. She got paid by the hour. She got paid, like, you know, $80 an hour, whatever her fee was. Like, she was a voice actor, whatever her fee was. And she didn't even know what she was doing. Like, they gave her, she went into the studio and they told her, basically, no one was there. They just said, listen, all we need you to do is read every word known to mankind, essentially. And it took her so long, it pissed her off. Like, it took her, like, 6 months, 8 months. And they were like, more. And finally, she was like, she had enough. And she lost her voice. It was like, and whatever. So she didn't even make that much money. And then lo and behold, she finds out. She's like, oh, my God, I'm Siri. And but the thing is with her, she was able to parlay that. Like, she got screwed over. She didn't make any money from being Siri, really. But she admitted after that she's made a ton of money because she's Siri. Right, like now she does all kinds of stuff where she's getting big money. So that's the way it goes. But that's pretty crazy. I didn't know it was Brett Musburger. And, of course, Brett came up with You Are Looking Live, which is a great line that Brent has had as well. First ever NCAA tournament, 1939. Until the mid-50s, teams were permitted to participate in both the NIT and the NCAA tournament. And this is unbelievable. Wow. City College of New York is the only school to land titles in both brackets, accomplishing this in 1950. That's insane. New York College won both tournaments in 1950, but unfortunately, you couldn't call New York College dual victory distinction the following year. Four of the program's players were arrested in a point-shaving scandal. How the hell did I not know this? That ultimately implicated 30 players at seven schools. Well, what are you talking about? They're saying it's not a victory. If they were, who cares? They won the NIT and the NCAA. What more do you want them to do? You know what I mean? So I guess they were shaving points along the way. New York College, I don't even know what New York College is. Is that NYU now? Who the hell is New York College? What the hell's going on here? My mind's getting blown. It is, but better.
Learn something College. Every day. It's good for the mind. But yeah, 1950, New York College. And why would you want to be in what's essentially a consolation tournament and even want to try to win that when you're already in the NCAA tournament? What's all that about?
Oh, come on. Come on, Babano. The NIT used to be bigger than the NCAA, bro. Teams used to turn down the NCAA for the NIT. Right? The NCAA tournament didn't really... The NIT used to be the one. I'm right. It became NYU. Some weird ass. Man, my mind.
Like back in the days of football when the NFL, when the AFL was bigger than the NFL, and then it switched.
New York College, point shaving, 1950. It's like, what the hell? Like I said, I'm going to have to look. I'm going to have to look into this. But no, it's true, Babano. The NIT used to be like big time teams would tell like the NCAA, no. We're going to Madison Square Garden. We're going to the NIT, right? Like the NCAA tournament really started to boom in like the '80s, It, you know, the 70s, it was there, but like the 80s is when it really started to, like everything else and like whatever. Everything became alive in the 80s, guys. Like college, like, but Ben, like college, like, you know, I bring it up. I don't want to sound old, guys, but like the NBA. The NBA Finals, they're like, they didn't even have a television contract. Like, they had a TV deal, but it was on tape delay. Like, the NBA Finals were on tape delay in the late 70s. It wasn't until, like, Dr. J and stuff in the early 80s that they started to put it on TV more. And then and Magic Johnson and Birds made the NBA. College football, same thing. But
yeah, CBS with, like, Dick Stockton those years. They were in the final every year. That's really when NBA became a huge television phenomenon.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, too. And the same thing, it was like CFL. In the old days, Canadian Football League, it was, you know, not everybody, but players would, like, Johnny Rogers, Heisman Trophy winner, played, like, the CFL paid more money. like, you know, it sounds crazy, but they did. Like, the NFL, like, Johnny Rogers was told, you go to the NFL, yeah, you're going to make $74,000 a year. The Montreal Alouettes in, like, 1974 were like, bro, we'll give you $300,000. You know what I mean? So he's like, sold. Why? I don't care. Rocket Ishmael was like the last guy. Remember with Notre Dame guys, Rocket Ishmael. And he told me, he did an interview with us, and I asked him for the story, and he said basically, I forget who it was, but he said there was two quarterbacks that were going ahead of him type thing. And he said that the Raiders called him and told him, we're drafting you third overall or second overall. There was a quarterback going first, and then they said to him, you're going to be the second pick. We're drafting you. Except, like everyone in the NFL, you got screwed in those days, too. So there was like a max salary, Babano. So it was like, yeah, you're going to get a 3-year deal worth this. You know what I mean? $1.4 million or whatever. And he said he was excited. He goes, oh, I guess it's cool. I'll be a Raider. I'm going to the NFL. And then his phone rings. And it's Bruce McNall, owner of the L.A. Kings and Toronto Argonauts. And he says to him, listen, can I meet with you? Can we just talk? I just want us to talk. And Rocket's like, what do you want to talk about? He goes, well, I want you to be a Toronto Argonaut. But he goes, I want you to meet my co-owners. And he's like, all right. And he shows up, and it's Wayne Gretzky and John Candy there. And they tell him, they go, look, we understand what you're going to make in the NFL. This is what your contract will be. He goes, we'll give you $1 million a year right now. Like, we'll sign a deal right now. We'll give you $1 million. And he goes, but you're not going to the NFL draft. You're going to come play for the Toronto Argonauts. And he did, and they won. They won the Grey Cup, of course. Doug Flutie was on the team.
Yep.
Like I said, like, the CFL used to spend money, guys, right? But that's what put them into bankruptcy. They started.
And then the Argos teams in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you beat
McNall
them? Right,
Babano, you could. The ownership trio. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. He had a bunch of rich guys, and these guys were paying Doug Flutie $2 million. Other teams were paying their quarterback $62,000 and a gift certificate to Canadian Tire. All right, here, guys. Here's $100,000.
You know, was rolling in the movie scene back at that time as well, so he was pretty well endowed as well.
Exactly. May John Candy, may he rest in peace. Great actor.
Funny guy. Yep.
Great actor.
100%.
All right, so Gonzaga -8.5 in the first half. Total's 145.5. I'm a little bit hesitant about the total. Because think about it, guys. Although it probably gets there, but like, it wouldn't surprise me if Gonzaga won this game at Bano 78-60. That's only 138. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm an over better, but I'm not in love with the over here. I'm not in love. 80-60, you know what I mean? 80-62 type thing, whatever. And then the other one, though, I'll tell you, Babano, Houston do match up well with Baylor, but I think Baylor squeezes it out. I think they survive. They survive. A money line parlay between the two of them is it's -167, a little high. Have to add a third partner in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to throw in an MLB game or an NHL game or something else taking place Saturday with that.
You have any baseball for tomorrow? Have you taken a look?
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Are you you're gonna wait?
Yeah, no, I've got baseball. I'm ready to go. It's opening day. Of course I'm ready to go. Yeah, there's a couple things I like. I think Cam mentioned a couple that I was interested in.
Right, hold on.
Your music, though,
we'll
so we'll wait for the break.
Yeah. Didn't you tell us baseball was dopey a few years ago or something? Or was it soccer? I don't know. I think you said baseball. So I asked. Bring it.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school?
Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Believe it or not, you can listen too much to us.
I mean, it's possible.
Get to know your family again. Did you know your wife cries herself to sleep every night?
That's what she told us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
You stupid horse! I got my last 10 bucks on you! No! Don't look at me! Run! No! Don't come over here! Oh boy.
Late Night Anger Management class. This is interesting. Almost want to get like a lawyer on to talk about this with Brett Musburger. No, Brett, like, so if he coins March Madness, but the thing is, he does not know that it's going to be a set. So he just says during a game, it's madness, it's March Madness. And it was during a North Carolina close game. So he says, it's March Madness, right? It's just another line. So, you know what this is like, though, guys? It's the equivalent of sort of like if JR on Monday Night Raw says something, right? You know what? Business is about to pick up. Does he own business is about to pick up? Or what's the other? It's a slobber knocker. You know what I mean? So, it's like the old, like, Bret Hart thing. They told him, you're not the hitman. You don't own the hitman. We own the hitman. Everybody goes, I am the hitman. No, you're not the hitman. The hitman is a character that we own the copyright to, right? But the thing is, and it's a deal where what Brett Musburger says, like, you know, Brett Musburger's on, if you're on the air, they own that, right? They own that. Musburger can't go back to them and say, listen, I want to get paid because I said March Madness on your network. He can't do that. They own that content. But they don't own the copyright to that content. They own the rights to air that content. I'm not even a lawyer, and I know this, right? So, but the thing is, Musburger never knew that this was going to become so big, and then the NCAA comes in and copyrights it, right? CBS didn't copyright it. The NCAA did. Right? The NCAA, probably some jackass in Indianapolis sitting there goes, you know what? I really like what Brett said. Let's copyright it. Let's trademark it. And Brett's out of luck because it's just words. You don't own words, right? Like you can't say, oh, I own those words. No, you don't own the word March in the month March, and you don't own the word madness. It's like the Kardashian chick, one of the Kylie girl. She tried to trademark the name Kylie. And it's like, even a judge told her, you don't own this name. Like, you know what I mean? You, there's Kylie, like, what about Kylie Minogue? There's a Kylie before you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't own the name. But, you know, I don't know if you know this, Babano, and this is brilliant, and it goes to show how smart Pat Riley really is. Pat Riley, when he copyrighted the term three-peat, he got it trademarked. Three-peat. You can do that. So no one thought of it. So he did. He did because, you know, he's one, right? So he did, and he got the trademark for the word three-peat. So if you make a T-shirt, if you're a sports team, and you want to make a T-shirt that says three-peat on it, he owns that word in the same way that Ford owns the word Ford for Ford Motors. He owns the word three-peat. That's crazy, Babano, isn't it? How slick is that, that Pat Riley owns the word three-peat?
Pat Riley usually stays one step ahead of a lot of people in a lot of different areas. So it wouldn't surprise me he would think of that.
Yeah, that's some slick stuff. It's like Jim Feist, guys. You know, Jim Feist, the handicapper, the old school guy. Jim
Feist,
he's a
marketing genius, that guy.
Yeah, he's the best ever at it. Best ever. He's a Hall of Famer in his business at that, for sure. And good guy, too. He's not a sleazeball. He's a businessman, you know, hustler, but he's not a sleazeball. But I was going to say, you know what he did? You know how he made his money, guys? He made money from selling picks, but you know how he really made his money? In the old days, he bought up every 976 number. 976 bet, 976 NFL, 976 NFL bet, 970 whatever, bro. You name it. 976 poor, 976 sex, 976 whatever. Every, like, word that was sort of he thought of. He literally owned, like, 5,000 phone numbers. So, like, if you were an upstart company and you were like, yeah, you know what, we're a porn company and we want to have 1976, you know, big ass. You know what I'm saying? Well, you had to buy that from Jim Feist. He bought the phone numbers. So he bought
and he's making in chunks of change for selling phone numbers to all these startup services and companies.
It's domain. Yep. Think about it. Was like buying domain names before domain names. You know what I'm saying? He thought of it. That's slick. Like, sort of like, and I, you know, I thought of it too. I told someone years ago, and especially being in a metal band, that every sort of movie, bro, is like a... it's like a metal name song. You know, Assault, Black Knight. You know what I'm saying? Go with Assault, Black Knight, Armageddon is near. You know, Verge of Insanity. Like, just basically take, like, I could take a bunch of Homicide lyrics and just copyright everything. Verge of Insanity, the movie. Dark Knight, you know, Black Knight, the movie. You know what I mean? Dark Skies, the movie.com. Like, you can just basically, if you're smart, you can think about these things and you're sort of ahead of the curve. The problem is, these movie companies and stuff and bands, they're not, like, you know what I mean? They're not going to, they don't get ripped off with this stuff because they don't care. Like, because people used to do it and be like, I just copyrighted the word official Metallica.com. Right? So, oh, Metallica, you want to buy this? And they'll be like, no, we don't care. We'll just go Metallica, real Metallica. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always just another, look, somebody bought a bunch of my names years ago. Right? I used to have a bunch of websites and somebody, oh, Morenci, ha, 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 you didn't renew one of these names. I'll sell it back to you for $15,000. And I responded to the guy. I said, I never made any money off of it. If you want to, knock yourself out. Right? Like these, so like the domain names are like, you know, people won't pay for them anymore, but in the old days they would for the 976 numbers. You didn't have a choice. If you wanted to get the number, you had to get the number. And it wasn't a million options. It was the 976 era. So, and like I said, Jim Feist owned thousands of the numbers. Thousands of them. And they basically cashed in, made money. That's smart business. Smart business right there. Babano with us. Sorry, Babano, any finishing thoughts before we get to hockey here as far as the college basketball is concerned?
Nope. Baylor, first full game. Gonzaga, first half. That's what I'm looking at. Nothing on totals. I'm not betting the totals in either game.
Yeah, I might look at first half under, actually, in that Baylor-Houston game. Could be a real slugfest, slow start. All right, overnight hockey. Overnight NHL hockey. God, I see we got a million games tomorrow, Abano. Busy night tomorrow.
Oh, it's a huge slate tomorrow night in the NHL. For Thursday night usually is. I know the Sabres had their big win tonight against the Flyers, snapping that losing streak. I don't know if that's going to mean they're all of a sudden going to go on a run. I really don't think that's going to be the case. And I'll tell you right now, I am not in a rush to bet against the New York Rangers right now. I think they're a team that's going to put things together, go on a run, go on a streak. They had a great win against Washington a couple of nights ago. Shesterkin looks like he's playing like the young goalie phenom he was at times last year. Since they got Artemi Panarin back, their offense has just been terrific. They've been lighting it up. I think that's a really tough spot for Buffalo tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know what? The Rangers are really playing good hockey, as you stated. It's a big price, though, here. It's minus 215 right now. Boston Bruins are minus 138 against the Penguins. Capitals and Islanders, that's a good one, Babano. Islanders are minus 134 against the Caps. Vegas, how do you think Vegas respond? They played some pretty wild games. And one thing, I tell you, it's hard to bet it under 5.5 in a Minnesota-Vegas game, bro. They always go over these teams, don't they? There's always like, and they played some weird, crazy games. How do you think Vegas responds after the loss tonight?
Yeah, that one's an interesting one because Minnesota lost 4-2 and back-to-back to San Jose, and now they got Vegas off the defeat to the Kings tonight. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be that interested in Minnesota. Minnesota got tattooed in Vegas already a couple of times this year. Well, they actually should have won the first game. They were up 4-2 and they blew it. Vegas tied it in the third and won in overtime, and then Vegas beat them 5-1. And then Minnesota turned around and beat Vegas twice in Minnesota. So it's 2-2 in the season series, but the home team has won every game so far. I think that's probably going to continue, but I'd probably look at Vegas in regulation tomorrow night. Tough spot, too, because back-to-back, Minnesota's got to travel. Vegas gets to stay at home. Talbot will probably be in net instead of Kakkonen, so I think Vegas in regulation for me there. Washington Islanders, I might be at Washington there. I mean, usually I like the Islanders now off a couple losses, but their offense is struggling. They really do miss Anders Lee. I think we're starting to find that out. And to be honest with you, they've trended in a little bit of a downward direction. And Peter Laviolette was pretty angry with his team after the Rangers lost, saying, we just didn't compete. We were giving the puck away. We didn't pay attention to our assignments defensively. He hasn't had much reason to complain about Washington's play because they've been pretty good the last month, but wasn't happy with their performance against the Rangers. They're getting a plus price. The Islanders are slumping a little bit. I'm not in love with going against Barry Trotz ever, but I might look Washington there. And they'll always get up for the Islanders, Gabe, after the Islanders knocked them out of the playoffs last year in the bubble.
Bob Bano throwing it down with us. We'll get into a little baseball here. This is interesting as well, too. So American beer companies produce an average of 14 million barrels a month. But in the month of March, March Madness, 17 to 18 million barrels. Also, pizza orders increase in America during the tournament by 19%. I think of the trickle down effect, like in the tournament not happening last year, all the business and money that was lost. You know what I'm saying? Like that's 19% like more up for pizza business. I know my boy Michaels. I kept that guy in business, actually. I remember I used to go into Michaels before every Raptor game. I was eating, and the Raptors kept winning. So I was like, oh, I got to eat the same thing again. And he asked me, he goes, how much longer in the NBA playoffs? And I told him, I said, oh, it could go another few weeks. He's like, good, good, good. And he goes, phone's ringing off the hook. He goes, more sports. It's the thing with people, man. People don't realize, look, like your business, my business, all of our businesses, it trickles down to beer companies, pizza joints, from big joints like Domino's to local spots in like Weehawken, New Jersey, man. You know, no games affects a lot of people, Babano.
No, there's no doubt. It's not just, you know, arena workers, or it's not just the people inside the actual building where the games are taking place, or, you know, it's businesses that are nearby. It's restaurants. It's convenience stores. It's everything that's in and around the place that gets a boost business-wise and more customers because there's games going on close to the area. People just hanging out by the arena and maybe you're going to, you know, buy something in one of these stores.
Well, it's not the area,
absolutely true.
Well, it's 19. It's not the sales aren't up by 19% Babano in the area. Like it's everywhere. That's the point, right? Like that's the point. So it's not just the area. All right, we'll stick to Babano. We won't ask Babano any business questions. We'll stick to his picks. On the other side, we'll get a couple of baseball picks. That was a bad take, Babano. I hear what you're saying, but I got to be honest, it's actually proven that stadiums don't do anything for local areas. They really don't. But that's another topic. All right, so think of, we'll get a couple of baseball picks on the way out from the Bantam. Although people are confirming in the chat that you said that baseball was dopey. But you better have a winner. Bring it.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports.
Just know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late Night Anger Management Class kicking it with Babano throwing it down. A lot of stuff, a couple other things I wanted to get to. We're going to get into the finance and business, actually. You know what? Maybe we should get Rick Horro on, the finance major. Babano's our handicap major. All right, Babano, so baseball. Ready for some baseball, Babano, in the morning. This really is a marathon and not a sprint, though. 162 games. Think about it, guys. Thinking about this. I'm like, man, I like some baseball futures, but the World Series, guys, the World Series will end in like week 10 or 11 of the NFL season. Think about that. We're a month away from the draft and the baseball season's so long. Like, look, when's the baseball end? Like November 10th or something like that? You know what I mean? It gets into November now. So early November, whatever. That's like week 8 or 9 of the NFL season. Like, that's how long you have to wait. Like, dear God, man. Like, that's a long freaking time. But anyways, what do you like in the morning, Babano? And what caught your eye on the diamond?
Yeah, there's a couple. I like Atlanta a little bit against Philly. I know Aaron Nola pitched really well in his last tune-up game. He's the opening day starter. But I'm high on Atlanta again this year. I think they learned from last year's playoff loss, and they think they're going to be every bit as good. And wait till they get Soroka back. That's going to make that rotation even better. Their lineup 1-9 is dynamite. I know Philly improved the bullpen, but I'm going to have to see it from them. I kind of like Atlanta there. I like the Kansas City Royals, but I like their team total over 4.5. I'm not going to lay the money line. I think they hit Kyle Gibson, who I'm not sold on. The Texas bullpen is bad. And I don't want to worry about what
the Brad Keller pitches like for them, but I like the Royals' offense a lot. I know Mondesi's on the DL IL to start the season, but they've still got a great lineup, Merrifield, Hunter Dozier and company, so I think the Royals score some runs. I like the White Sox against the Angels with Giolito. He was lights out in the spring. I know Dylan Bundy pitched well after leaving Baltimore in his first year with the Angels, but I think the White Sox get it done. And the other one I like tomorrow is Cleveland first 5 innings on the run line against Detroit.
Late night anger management class continues.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.